This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The TV station of Lebanon's Hezbollah group says top U.S. designated terrorist group Hamas official Saleh Arouri has been killed in an explosion in a southern Beirut suburb. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Arouri, one of the founders of Hamas's military wing, had headed the group's presence in the West Bank. Israel's Prime Minister, Benjamin Netanyahu, had threatened to kill him even before the Hamas-Israel war began on October the 7th. Israeli officials declined to comment. The explosion shook the Lebanese capital's southern suburbs, causing chaos in the militant Hezbollah group's stronghold. Lebanon's state-run national news agency said the blast killed several people and was carried out by an Israeli drone. I'm Karen Chamas.
A Japan Airlines plane was engulfed in flames on Tuesday after colliding with a smaller aircraft at a Tokyo airport. All 379 people on board the jet escaped, with 17 injured, after the collision with a Coast Guard plane in which five of the six on board were killed. Nippon TV pictures showed fire crews battling to contain the blaze on board the passenger plane after the passengers and crew had evacuated. A ministry official told a press briefing the plane was attempting to land normally when it collided with a Coast Guard plane headed to Japan's west coast to deliver aid to those caught up in a powerful earthquake that struck on New Year's Day. Japanese rescuers battled the clock and powerful aftershocks Tuesday to find survivors of the New Year's Day earthquake that killed at least 55 people and caused widespread destruction. On the Noto Peninsula, the destruction included buildings damaged by fire, houses flattened, fishing boats sunk or washed ashore, and highways hit by landslides. This is VOA News.